What's up, everybody? Let me remind y'all, you don't get to 221 episodes by being lazy. It is 1 o'clock, almost 2 o'clock a.m. in Baltimore right now. And yes, I'm getting ready to do this Royal Rumble post show.
No, baby, that's for somebody else. We're just going to keep you right where you're at right now.
The Wrestling Realm presents Break It Down with Brian H.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this episode of Break It Down with Brian H. I'm your host, Brian H. Borders. This show, of course, is brought to you by The Wrestling Realm. We are fresh off of the 2022 Royal Rumble, and what a show it was. Now, before we get started, if you already know, if you don't, make sure you follow me at Brian H. Waters and follow The Wrestling Realm on Twitter at Wrestling Realm. Now, I don't have a shirt on. I have a shirt on, obviously, but I don't have a Wrestling Realm shirt on right now because I said, you know what? The bloodline is back strong and this, you know, this shirt's kind of relevant again. I was wearing this because I was rooting for Roman and, you know, he took an L tonight, but he didn't get pinned. It was disqualification. But you can get Wrestling Realm shirts right there at WrestlingRealm.com. Make sure y'all go there, check it out for all Wrestling Realm merchandise. We even got mugs too. But ladies and gentlemen, you know, what a night it was. You know, it ended. I'm not, you know, usually sometimes the pay-per-view shows I go from the end, the beginning, whatever. Back when we really go through the whole card, some stuff is worth talking about, some stuff isn't. Let's be real. But what we do have is, we have a brand new WWE champion. His name is Bobby Lashley. Now, this is a match that, you know, I was waiting for, and I think it delivered. Obviously, we did know that Roman Reigns was a wild card. I sat here and I watched the show with my kids. And when the ref fell down, I said, be on the lookout. It was like my daughter, you know, she'll be seven tomorrow. I'm very excited. My son, he's 12, he'll be 13 later on in the year, but he understands wrestling, understands the psychology more, and which I'll get into a little bit later. But you know, I'm sitting there watching, I said, Roman's gotta come out, right? And sure enough, he did. And I know some people feel that, well, it kind of cheapens the win, but guess what? Ain't nobody cared after all these years of seeing many black superstars who had the ability, the charisma to rise to the top, but being held back for whatever reason. Tonight, we saw one of our black heroes who took us all the way through 2021, predominantly with the championship, regain the title from Brock Lesnar. So I thought that right there, that was special. So, you know, congratulations to Bobby Lashley. I'm excited. I would like to see him and Big E in the program at WrestleMania. I don't know which way they go. But Monday Night Raw is definitely going to be interesting because we're going to see the crowning of Bobby Lashley. And like he tweeted out, Brock who? So, but yeah, I mean, just the match, like I said, it just, you know, them going at it. Lesnar did start taking him seriously, which I said, all right, yeah, cool. He's starting to take him seriously. And that was cool. But you see, like, I mean, they was giving it to each other. You know, making sure like, okay, you think you this, you think, all right, boom, suplex, you know, hurt lock here, hurt lock there. And it looked like, I was like, oh man, he might get Lesnar passed out. But in the end, when Roman came out, hit the spear and he, you know, reached for the belt and Paul Heyman gave it to him. I mean, Paul Heyman, just phenomenal, phenomenal. And well, you know, I popped as soon as, you know, cause you knew it was coming. It's like, Lesnar's not getting up from that. He knocked him out with the belt. And then, you know, you just to see Heyman turn his back, like he didn't want those problems. He didn't want that smoke. But yeah, Bobby Lashley is the new WWE champion. Let's go to the opening card. You know, I love the fact that that match opened the show. I love the fact that it would open with Reigns and Rollins. I thought those two told a hell of a story. When Reigns came out there first, I was like, that's interesting. Champions first, Roman Reigns. But shoot, why not let St. Louis be the first person they see, the tribal chief? And then when you started hearing Sierra, I don't know all the words, but you, when you started hearing all Sierra Hotel, Echo, Indigo, whatever that was, Identity, Shield, somebody knows it. But when you heard that and you saw Seth Rollins, I said, wow, he is getting in his head. I thought, when watching SmackDown on Friday night, I said, Roman gonna beat the brakes off him. I put all emojis. But then as time moved along and Rollins kept, you know, irking him. But then when it got to this match, it was the same thing. And it, when Roman clicked, like, he got to him and he got him down, he started ground and pound and started beating him up. I said, this is storytelling just throughout the match. And it's a match I can't wait to watch again. And I'm going to be interested to see what happens. Will there be a decision reversal? Because it looked like Charles Robinson picked Rollins' arm up and dropped it on the ropes. So I was like, wait a minute. Come on now. You know, I like it. Let's see where they go with this. So I'll be interested to see what happens there, because I feel like Charles Robinson dropped his hand right on the ropes. And when that happened, I said, uh-oh. But, you know, it got to the point where Roman, you know, he wanted to beat Rollins up. It wasn't about beating him. It wasn't about getting a win. He wanted to beat him up, or to say beat him down. And sure enough, he did, getting him, you know, ultimately not letting go of the ropes and, you know, just taking chair shot after chair shot after chair shot. And that was a story, especially when Rollins was standing up and he hit him in the chair shot from the back. And it was just the same angle, the same placement in the ring when Rollins turned his back on Roman. And it's no secret, the Shield has been together since then. You know what I mean? They've been together. They've reunited. But what I liked is he went back there and reminded him. And it's kind of like when you forgive somebody, it's kind of like when you forgive somebody and then they do something again and then they remind you what they did. It's like, so you gonna bring that back up? Come on now. Like, come on, you can't do that. So yeah, I thought that was incredible. Beth and you know, Becky and Doudrop, it was a decent match. You know, shout out to Doudrop, you know, getting an opportunity. You saw the beginning, she looked a little nervous. I felt the match was a little too long, but, you know, it was definitely in a position where they had to calm the crowd down because the Women's Royal Rumble had everybody hype. I mean, and I'll get into that later because I really want to break this down because I got notes. Okay, yeah, you see that? That's notes. So I'll break that down, but Becky and Doudrop, I thought, like, I was like, okay, you know, and I was explaining to my kids, like, you know, this is like that calm down match, the bathroom break. And I hate to say the bathroom break because I don't, like, you know, put no disrespect, but I mean, it was just, this was an already stacked card. And I remember I brought up to the real Dwayne Allen, I was like, why wouldn't they give you Lita and Charlotte on this card? And he brought up a good point. He said, you give us Lita and Charlotte with all these other matches, it's gonna get lost in the shuffle. And boom, that's exactly what happened tonight. You know, this was a show that probably should have started at 7. For most of you know that I, you know, work for the Ringer Wrestling Show. So reason why I'm getting started late, because I had to work and do the post show. Well, you know, produce the post show. So like, I'm like, this show really could have started at 7 o'clock. You know what I mean? Yeah, after that, I was sitting there, but then I brought up my son in the storytelling aspect, and I was like proud, and I got to put this on the show. He'll probably listen to it. But the thing I was proud about was when he explained it to my daughter, the Shield. And he said, see, because they used to be friends and this, that, and the other. And he said, so now Roman is doing all of that stuff to him. And I was like, oh, you've been paying attention. Paying attention to wrestling school. But you know, Edge and Becky, Edge and Maryse versus Miz, Edge and, I keep getting mixed up, Edge and Beth versus Miz and Maryse. That was a match. It was fun. Very fun. I enjoyed it. I liked how they went, you know, just basically, you know, going full, everybody, like all four of them are workers, no doubt about it. It wasn't like, you know, well, one is just a fill-in. You know, it wasn't like Maryse was, you know, I knew she was in the Divas era, but she could work. And we saw that tonight. Like, it was incredible. So I was very happy, very, very happy with that match. You know, I was back and forth, but you know, I picked Edge and Maurice, Edge and Beth to win that one, which they did. First, I thought Miz and Maurice, I said they'll win and they'll, you know, go back. But you know, either way, we don't need to see it again. Miz and Maurice, you know, I don't know. They just can't seem to win. Did they beat somebody? Let me know. Did they beat Daniel Bryan and Brie? I don't even know if they had a match. I have to go double check. Go find that in the archive somewhere. But I want to talk about the Women's Royal Rumble, man. What an incredible match. Wasn't happy with the finish. Wasn't really happy but that Ronda Rousey won. But there is no denying WWE is always going to cater to the live crowd. That's what they're supposed to do. Those are the ones people that are buying this ticket. Those people who are, you know, being there. And you can see the live crowd was into it when Ronda came. Now, just a couple of things. So Sasha Banks, number one, Melina, number two. I was looking at it. I said, okay, well, you know, shout out to, you know, Sasha Banks doing her thing. She would last not that long because it was a while before his elimination. I have the, you know, eliminations. But, you know, she was the third person eliminated. But she didn't, you know, I thought she was going to try to go the distance. You know, she was my pick. Like, if I had been saying this before, she was the person I booked to win. But unfortunately, you know, shout out to Kaz. He tweeted, y'all better enjoy Sasha while you have her. And I was like, wow, you know, we could be looking at the next big star to leave. You can love wrestling all you want, but it's still physical. And if you somebody offering you way more money, we, you know, she was a star, and it's like, she, I think she said something like it was a nice birthday surprise, and she saw that she got an action figure from Star Wars. I'm not into that stuff, but you know, I'm always going to support wrestlers, you know, doing what's best for them. But you know, with Melina coming out second, was really cool. Melina got to do her entrance, and then, you know, didn't stay around too long. I figured that. You know, I thought, you know, Queen Zelina eliminating Sasha. I think there could be something right there. I would love to see what they would do because I think those two will work well together. Bianca coming in at number eight and being in the final four for the second year in a row, obviously this year not winning it. I mean, it just goes to tell the strength, her endurance. One of the things I did love, just like I said, the storytelling throughout the night. You had Sonya Deville coming in at number 11. And then she refused to take the jacket off, which means she's an official. And then, you know, when Corey Graves started instigating, or Pat, I believe it was Corey Graves, maybe it was Pat McAfee, instigated that Cameron, one of my all-time favorites, was Naomi's friend. That's when she decided to get in there and beat up Cameron, causing her to be eliminated. And then here comes Naomi, and then Naomi would eventually eliminate Sonya Deville. Now, unfortunately for Naomi, she couldn't get her Royal Rumble spot in, which we saw Kofi didn't get his in. And it was like, ah, man, golly. But yeah, she couldn't get her Royal Rumble spot in because Charlotte and Sonya Deville was the cause of that. But it just goes to show this story isn't over. Now, I do kind of worry because Naomi winning, I'm like, okay, if y'all take this to WrestleMania, does that mean Sonya got to go up? But ultimately, this could be help get Naomi back into the title picture. You know, this feud could give her the desire and, could make her money and get her to sell the merchandise and, you know, get that confidence and show that, hey, I can carry an important storyline now. It's time to put the belt back on me. You know, we don't know. You know, I love Ivory coming out there. Now, Ivory was out, thrown out by Rhea Ripley, right the center with something. And it's always fun when you watch it with people who wasn't, like, when you watch it wrestle with kids, I always tell y'all, that's the best way to watch it. You sit there and have a blast. And then I thought this was perfect placement. It was right in the middle of the show. I mean, you know, people could have went home after the Women's Royal Rumble. They definitely outshined them in. Like I said, just so much storytelling, you know, Michelle McCool and Mickie James mixing it up, and then Summer Rae and Natalya mixing it up. Michelle McCool just looked good out there. She looked like she could go come back and get a run. I mean, she probably won't, you know, Undertaker's retired and you know, they're raising their kids, but she, oh, man, she looked like she could get a run. I love the Bellas coming back. I'm a fan of watching them. And you saw like the placements of like people coming out and getting eliminated. The Bellas worked together until Brie decided that she was going to eliminate Nikki, which, you know, after that, obviously after Ronda came and, you know, Ronda throw her out. Sarah Logan making a return tonight. I thought that was pretty cool. You know, kind of was Liv Morgan gone by time Sarah Logan? Yeah. You know, you got to see them come in together. You know, former Riot Squad members. Alicia Fox. I tweeted Alicia Fox is a Hall of Famer, first African American Divas champion, and all the, you know, the longevity. So yeah, put her in the Hall of Fame. Nikki Ash and Mighty Molly. Just, you know, because that's the person she was compared to. And you saw Nikki Ash is like, it's only room for one superhero, because she's still almost a superhero. So, you know, and like I said, Rhea and Charlotte, anytime you get them in a mix together, and Rhea's already, Rhea Ripley, I mean, she's made, she won the title at WrestleMania last year. That, if that don't tell you that's a big deal, I don't know what will. Seeing Lita was obviously good. Coming in at 26, I thought maybe we'd see her earlier, but we didn't. We didn't see Trish Stratus, and Trish tweeted a picture of, you know, her at home. And then Ronda Rousey coming out at number 28. And I know a lot of people say, well, why didn't Rousey come out at number 30? The reason why I liked it, I mean, she got to come in and mix it up, you know, get back into the ring. Now, like I said, I wasn't a fan of her winning. I think if you go Ronda Charlotte, you could go there without her winning the Royal Rumble. If you want to go Ronda Becky, which I really hope they don't for WrestleMania, because I really want to see things come full circle for Bianca Belair, you know, you could get there, right? I think like Bianca could have used the win just to prove so Becky couldn't run away from her, right? Like Ronda, and granted, she, you know, she can make the choice. I think she will be there on Monday, so I'm looking for a showdown between those two. But like I said, Ronda and Charlotte, they had their one-on-one match, but you know, I want to see Ronda lose. Like, enough of this. I mean, if she's going to get another run, okay, fine. But I hope she don't go on a dominant tear. Now, the reason why I like her being number 28 also, because after she was wreaking havoc and it's starting to get bumped around a little bit, we got to see Shayna Baszler at 30. And we've never really seen them on, like, in a non-shoot. Like in the storyline together, we never see, like, everybody know they're friends, but we got to see like she kind of get that look like, oh snap, here come my girl, let's really tear it up, right? So that's what I really, really enjoy. Now, truth be told, I wouldn't mind seeing them two go after the tag titles. Yeah, you know, keep on, like I said, keep on. She don't need the belt no more, and y'all know I don't like saying that, but yeah, overall, I'm giving 5 championships, 5 wrestling realm W's for the women's, you know, 4.5 because of the finish. But I thought it was a great night. It, you know, just some stars. I mean, Liv Morgan was, you know, made to look really good in tonight's show. I thought, obviously, Rhea Ripley and Charlotte. I think Charlotte might have had the most eliminations as I look through this sheet. Until, you know, obviously she got eliminated. She eliminated Bianca, Shayna, Rhea, Lita, Naomi, Aaliyah. So, yeah, I believe she had the, you know, the Bellas look like they still got it, obviously. I want to see them in a championship, tag team championship match. I want to see them win the tag titles. You know, Zelina Vega, you know, very devious, you know, when she eliminated Sasha Banks. So that's what I'm interested in. But yeah, then WWE did put that package together. As I'm stealing this from Kaz, because like I say, he tweeted it and then he said it on the Ring of Wrestling show. So I'm accrediting him, I'm giving him credit. But you know, that was random. That thank you, Sasha. So it's like, how much more Sasha Banks do we have, folks? That's a question we gotta ask, you know. You know, so enjoy her. You know, I mean, and I think like we've been through this with The Rock, you know, and you think about, okay, Sasha got called up to the main roster in 2015, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 7 years. Then maybe take back 8 years when you include NXT. Could be ready to do something else. I mean, she just turned 30. Why not? And then she'll be, I mean, she's bona fide Hall of Famer. I did my women's Mount Rushmore. Yeah, I know she's on it. Her, Trish Stratus, Alundra Blaze, and Naomi. That's my personal one. And that's what Mount Rushmore is for me, are personal. Obviously, if it was a professional and I had to put some analysts, I'm going to be honest, which I'd probably take Naomi off and put Charlotte Flair. But, you know, who knows? So, but yeah, shout out to Sasha Banks. Now, before we get out of here, we're going to talk about the Men's Royal Rumble. And yes, we have notes. It was all over the place. I mean, it was fun at some points. I thought the beginning parts were better than the end. You know, we saw Johnny Knoxville in there. I thought he, you know, had a good showing, you know, laying in it. AJ Styles, like, laying in, come on, you know. Anytime you see celebrities in there, it's like, all right, you know, it is what it is. AJ Styles coming in at number one, and he was my pick to win. I said, oh, man, they're not doing back-to-back years with a number one person goes the distance. And then Shinsuke was number two. And it reminded me back in the day when we got a Royal Rumble starting with a Daniel Bryan and CM Punk. You know, except this was in reverse because we had that program. We hadn't had the program yet. And this one, we've had a WrestleMania marquee match with Shinsuke. I thought Austin Theory looked good. Robert Roode. it just, like, when you see him come out there, it makes you like, oh, man, why don't they still have Glorious and all that could have been? But, you know, maybe he's comfortable. I don't know. Sami Zayn, who re-signed with the WWE, thought him and Johnny Knoxville, it was fun watching them mix it up. And Sami Zayn's just walking charisma. Everything he touched, man, is gold. I like Chad Gable. Just more and more I watch this guy, I'm like, this guy, he's smart. He kind of reminds you of Kurt Angle. And if you just think, like, man, what if, and I think it was Brother Houston in our group chat, what if Chad Gable and you know, Kurt Angle, I mean, maybe he just went with the obvious and said that was his son, right? You try to go as like it was Jason Jordan, but maybe it should have just been Chad Gable. Maybe he could have been his godfather, right? Dominic Mysterio continues to just show out. But then other than that, you know, Madcap Moss eliminating AJ Styles. Almost at the Diesel spot. Y'all know, somebody comes in, you go back, look at Royal Rumble 94, and you'll see Diesel just come in and just tossing people out. And that's known as the Diesel spot. That kind of lets you know, like, this is the guy, the monster, the up next or whatever. But then, you know, Kofi Kingston missed his spot. And he said on different podcasts, that like the New Day podcast, that is a shoot. And I always figure it's a low risk, high reward. This is how I look at the Kofi spot every year. If he misses it, fine. He wasn't booked to win it anyway. If he makes it, it makes for a great highlight reel. And it looked as if when I'm watching this, when the announcers was trying to sell it the other way, I said, it's like football. It's like the referee did his foot in bounds. As we can read, you know, I'm recording about 12 hours, 12 and a half hours before the AFC championship between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Cincinnati Bengals. But it was like his foot hit. And it's like, yeah, out of bounds. Turnover and downs, and that's what it was for Kofi Kingston. So, I mean, I think now it's time to retire. It lasted as long as, you know, but Kofi, he's getting older. Thank you, but some things you just can't do no more. Father Time is undefeated, as I tweeted. But yeah, that was Drew McIntyre. I mean, it came down to Drew and Brock. I don't even remember. I was like looking through my notes, and I said the Royal Rumble, Men's Royal Rumble. I understand why I closed the show. I don't know if you sent the fans home happy, but Brock Lesnar winning, it was like, come on now. He didn't need it. But as soon as he lost the title, I said, yeah, he's winning the Royal Rumble, especially with Roman. And I get it. Roman can't get his way out of this one. But nonetheless, it is what it is. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me know what y'all think. I appreciate those who tuned in. I mean, ain't nobody say nothing in the comments section, but y'all tuned in and watched the show. So I definitely appreciate that. Always appreciate the support right here on Break It Down with Brian H. I've always played like the game. Nobody cares. Work harder. I knew I wanted to look, wrestling around. We want to crank out content. I wanted to have a show. I knew tomorrow, later on today, I'm going to be celebrating my daughter's birthday because Monday's her birthday. So we're going to be celebrating for the next 2 days. Shout out to my daughter. Happy birthday. I love you. You know, we started off with the Royal Rumble weekend and we ate some fried chicken and some cookies and drank some. Well, they had tea. I had soda and water. But so we celebrate. That's what we're doing. And I'm excited. And she's excited and the cousins. So this is what we're doing. But let's get, ladies and gentlemen, the almighty era resumes. Bobby Lashley. If y'all haven't done so, like I told y'all before, check out his interview on Mac Mania. My guys interviewed him this past week on the Mac Mania, right on Ring of Wrestling. Obviously, you know, he won the title, so it's not, but you know, it's some stuff he said in there. So hopefully we get the Hurt Business. But looks like the Bloodline, you know, the shirt ain't too far gone. You knew it was coming back, right? They just made the red ones. It wasn't like they was gonna let the shirt be outdated for so long. Come on now. Acknowledge me. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to this episode of Break It Down with Brian H. As always, I appreciate everybody's support. Until the next time, folks. Too sweet. I can't even do it. I'm tired. I'm out of here.
Oh, Steve, that's for somebody else, baby.